Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And to kick off the show today, I am bringing together two extremes. One being Jerry the Diver Guy. Hey, buddy, what's going on?
What's going on?
That's
Vote
right.
For me.
Yeah, he's running for president. I don't know if Roz knows this, but Roz from the UK is with us as well. So we have brought the two continents together, and we'll see what happens. Roz, how are you? And welcome to Scuba
Hello.
Radio.
Hello, Greg. I'm fine. How are you?
I know you can't vote for Jerry the Diver Guy as president, but if you could, would you?
President of what?
President of the United States. He's running for president.
Gosh.
A ringing endorsement from Roz from the UK.
I take that as a yes. She supports me 100%.
Well, that's a whole nother thing. We talked about it last week, and we'll catch you up soon enough, Roz, okay? I'll let that marinate for a while because I have a feeling it's going to need to with you. All right, so where are you?
I'm in Birmingham.
All right, but you're there for a special show. This is not a dive show, but you're at what kind of show?
Well, I'm at a packaging show. Packaging, innovation, and they've got various sectors in it. And one of the sectors is the only sustainable packaging event you find in the UK with suppliers who are leading the way in environmentally responsible solutions.
Okay.
So I've come shopping to look at some sensible packaging for
All
companies.
Right. Just so we're clear, especially for people like Jerry the Diver Guy, this is about packaging material, not about your package, Jerry, okay?
Oh, well, we understand that.
You do? Okay. I just want to make sure. But you're there pushing manufacturers to create packaging options that are more environmentally sensitive. Is that it, Roz, or what?
I'm looking to see what environmental solutions there are out there, mm-hmm. and also looking at some that are claiming to be recyclable and actually finding out if they truly are recyclable, because there is a lot of greenwashing still going on out there, Greg.
Yeah.
With people saying it is recyclable when it isn't necessarily so.
How so? What do you mean?
It's a very well-known coffee chain.
Yeah.
Where you've got thousands of cups being used every day.
Okay.
But because you've got to be careful about hot liquid spilling, what might seem to be a recyclable cardboard cup to you is actually laminated on the inside, and it's very difficult to recycle.
Hmm.
And customers think they're being sensible buying these cups because they look as though they can be recycled, when in actual fact they can't. And it's using virgin pulp as well. It's using, you know, first-time use materials, not recycled materials, to make this stuff as well.
Right. Well, you should get one of those mugs that you could take into the store and have them fill up for you, is what you're saying.
Yes.
That's a better solution.
Exactly.
At least for the time being. Yes. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that. I was like, cardboard, you can recycle it.
Yeah, have a look at it. If you buy one, buy a cup of coffee in a cardboard mug, start picking at the cardboard afterwards, and you'll find that the inside is lined with plastic.
Mm.
And it's laminated to stop the liquid from leaching out over your trousers.
Which you don't want that either. But there might be
a
better solution than using that particular type of vessel for your coffee. I understand. Okay. All right. And then other things are like single-use plastic, like molds that they put over packaging, that kind of stuff.
It's from shampoo bottles to cookie tins to the way that you package up a surfboard to transport it. There's a company that's making some interesting stuff for packaging up surfboards. It's called Hexflex, and it's pure cardboard, and it's like concertina sheath
mm-hmm.
that you pull over the surfboard. It's brilliant, and it's fully compostable.
Huh.
And it protects your surfboard when you're transporting it, if you're shipping it somewhere.
Do you get the same protection from it?
You do if you're, if it's been shipped. You'll stick it in that and then wrap it up, I guess, in paper or something.
What else are you doing? I mean, that sounds like a very noble cause. I would imagine you're going to be blogging about this packaging event that you went to, right?
Yes, you've got Diva there. Well, over here we've got CETA. So I'll be sending some information out to the Scuba Industry Trade Association members in the UK about it so that they have some useful information about some packaging.
Got it.
Fourth Element have done a lot with Mission 2020, but everybody's still looking for new ideas.
Yeah, working with Fourth Element, that's one of their pillars of manufacturing. They're trying to be super environmentally sensitive with recyclable materials and things like that. So I think that's a great thing to incorporate into your business for sure. And that's what Roz does. She goes and gets informed on this stuff and then shares the love. So it's good work that you're doing, Roz. I applaud you. And I'm sure the president to be agrees with me too.
Right?
Future president. We'll go with that. Okay. So there's been a lot of stuff happening in the news. And I know you have some comments about Clive Cussler passing away about a week and a half ago. And those would be what exactly, Roz?
So this is the ultimate recycle story, Greg. So a friend of mine asked me for a lift across town, and I go to an area where I would never normally go ever. And as I'm driving along, I see by a pile of bins, trash cans, there's a massive pile of books. And I was brought up that books are precious and you don't bin books. So I drop off my friends and I go back and I load all these books into the back of my car and I take them home and I sort through them and I decide what needs to go to the charity shop. But I find a 1977 copy in hardback with the cover still on it, Raised for Titanic by Clive Cussler.
Wow.
In pretty good condition. And it's like, right, I'll have that then. That's a reward. Fantastic.
Sure. Absolutely.
And about 4 days later, it's time to fly to Dima. So I just shove it in my luggage, not really thinking about it, get to Dima, bump into a friend of mine, Leslie Leaney, who runs the Historical Diving Society over there. And he said, oh, did you know Clive Cussler's getting his Nobie? And I went, no, really? Oh, can you introduce me, please? I found his book. And I met Clive Cussler and said, I found your book lying by the side of a road and I rescued it.
Yeah, did you say you found his book in the garbage? You didn't say it like that, did you?
It was next to a garbage bin, yes.
Right, okay.
In a massive pile of books that I rescued. So he thought the story was quite nice and funny. So he signed my book, drew a picture, wrote a nice message, and I got a picture with him, with me.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I said, thank you very much. So, nice to meet you. And I was literally skipping across a car park outside the hotel. And I bump into quite a senior diver in one of the diving agencies. And I said, oh, look at this. Look at this. You're going to like this. And I told them a story. And I showed them a picture and then the autograph. And I go, yeah, that's really cool. And then they said, Ross, that book was meant to find you.
Yeah. Well, you know, that does make sense. It was meant to be. And so you had a little brush with greatness. Obviously, it's sad he's passed, but he's made a lot of people happy with all those books, including you. And I bet you made him happy that day, too, Roz. Well, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. And vote Jerry. It'll be like the bizarro world to meeting Clive Cussler, that now that you know Jerry the Diver guy is running for president.
Absolutely.
She's almost speechless.
America needs real leadership. From the mountains of Virginia comes a voice in the wilderness.
What's going on?
Jerry the Diver Guy.
Hey, this Jerry the Diver Guy coming at you live from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C.
This salt of the earth has overcome a lot.
I lost my damn flip-flop.
Jerry won't back down from a challenge.
I can beat Pete Booty Giz.
Jerry listens to the people.
I heard y'all folks are concerned about the economy. I have a plan. I call it Hickonomics.
I'm sorry. Did he say Hickonomics?
Who's drunk?
From the outhouse to the White House.
Here, hold my beer a minute.
From sea to moonshining sea. Jerry 2020. Make America dive again.
I'm Jerry the Diver Guy, and I approve this message.
Well, there you go. Roz, what do you think of that? Hello, Roz? Rod, did we lose Roz, Jerry?
Yeah, Greg, Roz. I don't think Roz is on the phone anymore.
Oh, no. This sounds like the drunken sailor. What did we lost?
How did this happen?
In the flesh, my friend.
Oh, geez.
Hey, listen to me. Are you on the radio?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Excuse me.
You're listen. Not excused.
Oh, it's Jerry. Yeah. Hey, Mr. Diver Guy.
Yeah.
Okay. What's up?
Listen, I fully support. I support your running. I like to throw my hat into the ring.
Oof. That has a stench.
Okay.
I wish to be considered for a cabinet position.
Oh. Running mate, maybe? What do you think, Jerry?
What kind of cabinet are you wanting?
I'm talking about the liquor cabinet.
Yes, of course.
I want to be the prime minister of liquor.
I don't know, Jerry the Diver Guy, that's a presidential kind of duty you take very seriously. I don't know. Listen to me.
That's going to be hard to feel.
Yeah.
Record this. Liquor in the front, poker in the rear.
No, stop it. Woo! Oh, golly. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Isn't this exciting?
It is. It's fun. You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
Ruben, no, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this guy was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might, you know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go, okay?
No.
It'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, I don't know what happened at the end of that last segment, but I got the drunken sailor off the line so we can get focused on dive-related stuff and forget about all the politics and everything else, associated with Jerry the Diver Guy running for president. That's just too much to handle. So I brought Rachel from Explorer Ventures on Scuba Radio to help navigate us into the right direction. Rachel, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Greg?
I am good. I'm actually quite excited because, you know, we've been talking to the folks there in the office at Explore Adventures Liveaboards about setting up the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We're very close to announcing the dates for a trip into the Turks and Caicos once again. Probably late summer, we'll have those dates maybe in a week or two, right around BTS maybe. And we'll share those as soon as possible. Plus, we might work out a trip to the Galapagos in December. So we've been working on some things behind the scenes here. And as soon as we're ready to actually release the dates, we will share those with everybody. And maybe you can join us on those. However, you would suggest they don't wait on me. Right, Rachel? They can book any liveaboard trip with Explore Adventures and get on it right away.
Definitely. You've heard the last segments from Red Sea, Maldives, Galapagos. We have a lot of liveaboards, and you definitely should get on board.
True. And you know, I can vouch for pretty much all of them. So there isn't a bad one they offer in the Explore Adventures liveaboard fleet. It will change the way you dive forever. But yeah, give them a call, 1-800-322-3577. And one of their many travel consultants, whether it's Rachel or Sue or I mean, there's so many of them in the office, they can set you straight. But let's focus in on some new developments that you guys are getting ready to announce at the Beneath the Sea Dive Show here at the end of March. This is kind of like a little sneak peek of some specials that you plan to launch that weekend, right? You're going to share with those some of them today?
Yes, definitely. So we have some really great Caribbean specials. You can get at the show, you can get up to $600 off on select weeks for Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 and Caribbean Explorer 2. So wow. You were talking about booking that trip to Turks and Caicos. You can get a discount there at the show. Nice. And some more other discounts from other destinations as well. Just stop by the booth, and we're booth 717, and we'll tell you about them.
Okay, so that'll be like the 28th, 29th of March there in Secaucus, New Jersey, which will be the dive center of the universe that weekend, and Explore Adventures will be doing those specials, and you'll hear about them on the show, because we'll probably be talking to the folks from the booth on that broadcast that we do from the show that week as well. Now, so Caribbean Explorer 2 and Turks and Caicos both have some big deals happening at BTS. Also, there's some early, there's going to be some BTS specials for the other boats too, Red Sea and Maldives, or what?
We have a book early and save 10% for the Red Sea and the Maldives, depending on destination, all the way through 2022. But you have to stop by our booth to find out more about that one. Just a sneak peek today.
All right. Well, hey, you know, that's what sometimes you get a benefit of listening to the show, so you can plan accordingly, kind of zero in on what you want to do that weekend at Beneath the Sea. All right, there's some other last-minute booking specials I know for the other boats. Blue Manta, Explorer, what's going on there?
Definitely. It's a really rare last-minute booking that's special that's available for Raja and Pat, so Blue Manta, Explorer in Indonesia. So somebody else's loss is your gain, and you're able to actually get on board between March 17th and 27th for a really steep discount. You can save up to 20%.
All right. So that has nothing to do with the Beneath the Sea show. That's a special right now. If you call them up today, you might be able to take advantage of that deal in Indonesia. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. That's for everybody. Nice. You can find it on our website under last minute offers as
That's
well.
That's the only boat I have not been on personally myself. It's on the list. So we got to make that happen at some point. I've heard the diving is just spectacular in that part of the world.
It really, really is. It's just world class. And we actually have a lot of great videos that come through on our Facebook feed. If you'd like to take a look, it really leaves you wanting to go there for your next trip. Definitely.
Yeah. Raja Ampat. That's one of the places that they visit on that itinerary, I believe. And I have seen so many great videos, including some stuff from Howard and Michelle Hall. Years ago, they put out one of these IMAX films, and they filmed it, you know, on one of the islands from Raja Ampat. And I didn't know where it was, but I took the entire Scuba Radio crew at the time to that IMAX film, and everybody pointed to the screen and said, "Greg, we got to go there. Come on, let's go. Let's make this happen." And none of us knew where it was at the time, so I had to call up Howard Hall and say, "Howard, I saw your film. It was awesome. Where the hell was that?" And he said, "It was Raja Ampat. You got to go." So it's been on the list for some time. You haven't been there yourself, I'm guessing. Have you, or have you?
I have not been there, but it's there's hundreds of tiny islands, and the map between the macro life and, you know, the large life there, like rays and manta rays, and it's definitely on every diver's bucket list, or at least it should be.
Yeah. Well, you know, that is definitely one. The other one, which I have been to, is the Galapagos. And we're trying to work it out so we can actually go back possibly this year and spend Christmas time in the Galapagos. We'll see how that comes together. But it's going to be remarkable. I've been there once. That was like the Mount Everest of diving. You know, in reverse, I guess, in a sense. Yeah. But every animal on the planet, as far as marine life, I saw that week, from killer whales, whale sharks, hammerheads, iguanas, penguins. It's just insanity, the sensory overload you experience in the Galapagos. You've had that experience kind of as well, right?
I definitely have. And, you know, one of my favorite things that I was there and diving is I had a lot of interactions from dolphins. Dolphins came up and were very curious and just spent a lot of time checking us out like we were checking them out.
Wow. Yeah. You know, actually, you know what? I don't know if we had dolphins. Now, the thing, we were on the boat, you know, we're seeing the blue-footed boobies fly around, and they'd land on the boat, and you'd take a picture of them. You have Moblia rays jumping out of the ocean. You'd see, whales in the distance, you know, blowing their blowhole. I mean, it was crazy, topside and below in the Galapagos. And the Tiburon Explorer is, it's getting ready to sail next month. Is that right? The first sailing? Is that right?
Or it'll launch in April.
In April. Okay, so there you go. And that's the one we hope to get on here towards the end of the year. So we'll have those dates for you soon, but don't wait on us. Once again, just call them up, 1-800-322-3577. Explore Ventures will take care of you. They have a very experienced and well-traveled crew like Rachel, and they'll take care of you. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Thanks, Rachel.
Thanks, Greg.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so Jerry the Diver Guy, he took a little break from that last segment so I could talk to Rachel and he could wet his whistle. Is that what you were doing, Jerry?
Yeah, hang on one sec here.
Okay.
Why do you need a wet whistle?
I'm going to be long-winded. Hey, I got to learn to get my voice up and get my wind up to talk long.
That's true. Talk long. Okay. Political speak, I guess.
It's political terminology.
Right. You know. He's got to pace himself.
Y'all don't know nothing about that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Do you, Pete? Pete from Scuba Board with us now, too, as you can hear. So, I don't know. What do you think about his candidacy, by the way? Pete, do you have a comment one way or another?
I think he's swimming upstream.
Yeah, well, we knew that for years. It had nothing to do with politics.
Well, that's a politician's always swimming upstream.
Mm-hmm. See, my thing for Jerry is like just focus on the fact that he's a scuba diver, and if you take everybody underwater, they can't hear each other bitch at each other. So everyone will get along because they won't be able to hear you anyway. They have to use hand signals.
Under the water, no one can hear you scream.
Right. Exactly. Yep. So he might actually do well. You never know. I mean, he's got my support. Anyway, moving on to other things. Pete from Scuba Board, it has been too long since we've had you on Scuba Radio. What have you been doing?
Diving?
Exactly. So you got to give us a little update on where you've been getting wet, right?
I got a message last week, probably 30 seconds after I get to the van, and I still have my rebreather on my back, and it's like something's ringing off, and I look, and Greg's like, are you going to be on the Scuba Radio this afternoon? I go,
yeah.
Sorry.
It's like, look, it's tough for me to talk on scuba radio while I'm underwater, just like it is when I'm trying to complain about politics underwater. Same issue.
Yeah.
Arises. So, but yeah, he is topside today. So we are going to catch up with Pete from Scuba Board and find out what he's been up to. I hear turtles have been in his diving adventures lately. So we'll get to the bottom of that next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
This garb were perfectly ordinary Americans.
They had me all set up with the scuba guy, made sure that I bought a waterproof watch, that's important. Gee, I'm completely out of oxygen, and look at the time. Now I'm dead and I'm late.
And I'm going down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Jerry the Diver Guy, who's running for president, and Pete from Scuba Board, who's just along for the ride and topside for once.
I am voting for Jerry.
Okay. You got his endorsement. It was that easy. He didn't even have to pay you off. That's shocking.
He didn't.
Yeah.
We're making waves, Greg.
Okay. That could be... We're making waves. Vote Jerry the Diver Guy for president. Maybe. There could be something there.
He keeps up with current events.
Okay. Yeah. We'll get... Oh, boy. Yeah, please don't be a speechwriter, Pete. I'm just saying. Anyway, Pete is topside
got
today.
Got your attention.
Yeah.
I am.
And the reason is you're actually working on your lawnmower, so that's your excuse for staying dry today? And being able to talk to
us. I am working on my zero turn. See, here in Florida, we don't get much of winter. And this has been our warmest winter ever. My grass has continued to grow.
Okay.
So usually it's like March, April, I go through everything and fix it up and get it ready to go out. But here we are, not even to the end of February. And I've had to fix my zero turn because the grass is leaping out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing. This morning it was 40 degrees. This afternoon it's 70 degrees or 65 or something like that. So, I would be normally diving in this weather, but I got to fix the lawnmower.
Okay.
Hey Pete, what I say to that? Suck it.
Okay.
It ain't been nothing but snow here. Snow and rain. And cold.
I hear the pain in his voice, don't you, Pete?
What is this thing you call?
No, it's my arthritis talking.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, glad we're not you, Jerry.
We're having an early spring.
We are.
Can I tell you about the turtles last year?
Well, yeah, let's talk turtle because I'm a big fan of turtles. Matter of fact, I just got a really cool new turtle shirt from LobsterTrapArt.com. And check this thing out. It's like a collage of sea turtles.
Is that to help you come out of your shell?
Hey! Oh, boy.
He's a turtle whisperer.
Yeah, but it's a very cool design. But when you look at it from a distance, you're like, wow, that's a pretty psychedelic kind of, tropical or Caribbean-styled shirt. And then you get closer and you realize, oh, my gosh, it's like turtles layered on top of each other, like photorealistic sea turtles. I'm a fan.
You're like turtly cool.
They just keep coming, whether we want them or not. All right. But regardless, it's very stylish. And if you're a fan of the sea turtle, which, as a diver, when you go underwater, you see those things. They're always cool to watch. And sometimes
just
they can be, a little
don't
more
go
friendly.
Diving.
Why?
Just don't go diving with the tiger sharks that shirt up.
Have you seen 500 turtles in a single dive?
Wow, I don't think I've...
750, 1,000?
Where are you? Have you?
Yes.
Really? I hope so. I was like, where did this happen?
Troy Springs off the Suwannee River, every spring has Turtle Porn Day or Turtle Porn Week. What? Animal Planet should come out here and get it. But they all congregate in Troy Springs, and it's you almost can't dive. There's so many turtles. It's really? Awesome.
So, okay, these are freshwater.
These are freshwater turtles.
Right.
These are called paints. Or paints. In old Florida, we call them cooter. You ever see the sign, eat more cooter? That's these turtles.
Okay. I'm just going to leave that one lie. But regardless.
I think I'm going to leave it lie too, Greg.
So,
you know, nobody knows what a cooter is except for good old Floridians.
Yeah. And Jerry, the diver guy, who's, you know, I got your, I got my finger on your mute button, Jerry. So just keep your mouth shut. Regardless,
I'm trying.
Okay, all right, just shush. All right, so, but these freshwater
Daisy Duke,
yeah, these freshwater turtles, these paints, as you call them, these are those little tiny turtles. They would sell on the side of the road, or
they start out that size, like an inch or so, but these guys are up to 36 inches, 30 inches.
And what is going on?
These are not tiny turtles.
Is this like a spring, get your freak on kind of mating season thing?
Yeah, yeah.
And so they congregate in this spring and they get their freak on.
Right now we're only up to like 60 or so, 70, 80 turtles. It's ramping up. We're having an early spring. I imagine by next week or two, we're going to have up to the, you know, hundreds again, up 500, 700, maybe 1,000 turtles in that spring.
Wow. Now, you're not talking about a massive area either. It's like a typical spring.
Oh, no.
Like how far across? Like 100 yards across, maybe, if that?
Oh, 100 yards? No, maybe.
No, 20, 50.
Actually.
What do you think?
Maybe 50 yards across. Okay. And maybe 100 yards to the river.
Wow. And then so.
Maybe a little bit more. Now, this is also has the wreck of the Madison, a Confederate War wreck, if you like wreck diving. Then you can actually see what little is left of that boat.
Interesting. So, and that's from in another the spring, era. Right there at Troy Springs, which I have never been to dive.
It's an awesome place. You know, it goes down to about 80-ish feet, 70-ish, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
It's a pretty popular place for free divers to practice, because you don't have to worry about waves and all that. You know, you don't have to worry about wind.
Clear water, sure.
Yeah, open water divers is there too. They got to be careful though, because it's a lot deeper than most of Florida Springs. But then it gets down to like the 5-6 foot range.
Well, what about all the turtles?
All the way to the river.
These turtles, freshwater turtles aren't they like snapping turtles too? Like if you get too close, they might nip you.
All turtles are really snappers. I wouldn't swim naked.
Yeah.
There, if I were you, and that goes for you, Jerry. Okay, because I know how you hillbillies are.
yeah, be free.
But yeah, don't let the boys breathe. But all turtles snap. All turtles can hurt you.
Right.
There is a lake in Central Florida. I can't believe I can't think of the name of it. Anyway, they kept feeding this turtle Vienna sausages. Don't do that. Because then when someone points to the turtle, it thinks it's a Vienna sausage, and a few people have lost the tips of their fingers to that.
Which goes to those types of turtles. To your, you know, suggestion not to dive naked, especially for guys.
Exactly.
There's other appendages that could, you know, be mistaken
or
for a Vienna
sausage.
Right. So, but with that many turtles at Troy Springs, it sounds like it's almost impossible not to bump into them if it's that many.
Oh, I've been bumped. Turtles.
Yeah, so they just kind of swim around. They might bump into you, but they won't bite you or nothing like that necessarily.
I haven't been bit, and usually, you know, it's like swimming in a mass of minnows. You know, the turtles make way for the divers. They don't like the bubbles. They don't want to be. They don't trust us. They don't know us.
Yeah,
he doesn't call me by my first name. So they keep spreading around you, but it's just amazing to see that many turtles. All in one place. And when you're on the surface, you see there's a lot of them. But once you get in the water, you know, it's clear. It's, you know, 200-foot visibility.
Yeah.
You can see straight down to the river.
Well, freshwater turtles, are a little have a bit of a different attitude, I think, than what you would see with a, like a sea turtle, don't you think? I mean, because I don't know, I think freshwater turtles, and I do think of snapping turtles, like the big monster alligator, you know, snappers that you'll see in Louisiana or even in the panhandle of Florida and the swampy areas. I mean, those things.
Dude, I've seen them down in Orlando.
Well, yeah, they can be pretty vicious, but the sea turtles out there in the Caribbean and all around the world, you see them as a diver, and a lot of them will be fairly friendly or oblivious to your, you know, presence. I've never had one, you know, where he came after you at all or defensive. They're like, hey, how you doing? You know, that they're great photo ops, opportunities for underwater photographers. Are you with me on this, Pete, or what do you think?
I agree with you. I think that they are completely different species. Of course, one's in salt, one's in fresh, but they do act differently. I think that the turtle, freshwater turtles, are always trying to figure out if you're a gator or not.
Maybe. Yes, they're always on the defensive. More,
sure.
More so possibly.
Gators are at.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, I don't know. I've seen them be kind of vicious. So, I don't know how I feel about that. It sounds cool the way you describe it, but it would be in the back of my head like, hey, if there's 100 or more, you know, freshwater turtles swimming around me, I'm like, I'm going to be having eyes in the back of my head. Maybe just
attack of the turtles.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Moody. I'm one of your dive guides on the Grand Sea Explorer. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now he's my close personal friend because he paid me to say this. Greg the Dive Master.
All the diving sites one assumes the Red Sea is a place to get below. Just one fin kick
away.
Why we love it on Scuba Radio. All the day dive boats will make you smile. They share the same sight, but don't you fret. The liveaboard lifestyle. They head back home, you watch the sunset. Diving times without any gripes, eh?
We listen to Scuba Radio.
You have real talent.
The dive
dive like an Egyptian.
I don't know what it is, but it certainly isn't singing.
Dive like an Egyptian.
I'm not sure you even hit a single note.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. I don't know what Simon Cowell has to, you know, what does he have against my singing? Come on.
Your voice.
There's that, I guess. All right.
Was that singing?
No. I am singing. No, no, you're right. It's not.
It sounds more like a rap.
Okay. Yeah, nightmare, you know, fingernails on a chalkboard. Take your pick. All right. Look, Pete from Scuba Board with me, Jerry the Diver Guy as well. And, you know, we've talked about turtles. Have you ever been to the
question for you.
Well, okay. I'll let you take the lead.
A question for you.
Go ahead.
So what was the big takeaway you had from the Red Sea? Because I don't think I've talked to you since you went. And I've never been to the Red Sea. I'd like to know.
Well, I was going to ask you.
What was the best thing?
Well, you know, it's one of those places, and you'll back me up on this, I'm sure, that you hear people rave about in your, you know, diving bubble. You know, when you're talking to other divers that have been to the Red Sea, it just gets brought up all the time. It's probably one of the top five dive destinations in the world. I had not been to the Red Sea until that trip we did a few months ago, and it definitely, remarkably, lived up to the hype. Because I'd heard so many things about it over the years, I figured, well, okay, there must be something to this whole Red Sea diving thing. And it did not only live up, but probably exceeded my expectations, which was pretty surprising.
How red was it?
It was not red at all. It was clear diving. We had great conditions. The real eye-opener from, you know, especially from an American diver perspective, is how many people they funnel into these dive sites on the Red Sea. They are so, I don't know, they're busy. They just bring hundreds of divers. I mean, I was in the water, Pete, one time. I bet we had over 300 divers in the water because there were 15 liveaboards, 20 divers per boat, and they're all in the water at the same time. It was insane. You're thinking, oh, especially as we jumped in and started the dive, like, this is not going to go well. But they're used to it, and the sites are so massive. You know, it's like going to, you know, Yellowstone National Park and seeing thousands of people, but still being able to enjoy the, you know, the scenery and finding your own little space. You know, the underwater, you know, reefs and walls and stuff are just, they're very grand, very large, and there's plenty of space to kind of stretch out a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I think that's great.
Yeah. And so the only time you'd really come into the big crowd of divers would be on the safety stop at the end of the dive, and everybody be in the same spot because they would be away from the current, because you'd be cruising around the wall, say, you know, drifting along the wall and that stuff in the current. And then you'd kind of end up on one end of the atoll, and everybody would be there waiting to do their safety stop and surface and go to their respective liveaboard boat. So it was kind of a strange, but kind of cool in a way as well, to see all those divers kind of working together and actually seeing how well it actually went, which is kind of surprising. Once again, from a U.S. perspective, from what we are accustomed to, say, here in the States. Yeah, they're used to it there in Egypt. It was very, very obvious. And but man, they got really bright colors on the reef. I mean, I went down on one dive. We had oceanic white tips. We had a thresher shark, got 10 feet away from a thresher shark, and, you know, turtles and everything you could ever imagine. Pretty, pretty cool. Pretty awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah. So still on your list, I guess, right?
Still on my list. However, I'm about to scratch one off my list.
Yeah. What's that?
Scuba Board is going to Belize.
Really?
Next January.
Okay.
For our surge. We're going with the brand new dive op that's out there.
Okay. Now, what do you hope to see in Belize
right now?
I mean, you know, Belize, isn't that where Cousteau did the thing?
The Blue Hole.
Yeah, the Blue Hole. The Cousteau Blue Hole, right? That's what they're known for.
We're going with Belize Dive Haven.
Okay. And
they just opened up last year. They haven't even finished building the place.
Really? So you guys are going to take a big group of scuba boarders and just invade the whole place, take it over? and
explore.
Explore.
Well,
the
we have
hole.
64 people signed up right now. I think we have room for maybe four more.
Yeah.
It sold out within almost a day.
You do have two friends.
You're invited.
We're invited. Jerry, also, the diver guy, is invited.
We're free.
Everybody's invited.
Wait a minute.
Well, I can't do free.
Yeah, he can't do free. Come on, Jerry.
Oh, come on. Not for the future president.
You're going to milk that for everything.
You win the election, I will pay for you to come.
Oh, okay. There you go. There's that. Now you're talking about an incentive. That might actually get Jerry to do something other than, you know, just drink and say, I'm running for president. Yeah, right. I don't know. Yeah, Belize, you know, I've been there, but I have never dove there. The only thing I've done there is done some cave tubing. I did some cave tubing. You ever done that, Pete?
I have not done cave tubing.
You will see. Maybe you have to work that into your surface interval when you guys go to Belize.
Oh, well, I have gone in one hole and come out a mile later.
Okay, I don't know if that's appropriate talk either.
Appropriate.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good thing we're running out of time for this hour.
I did it safely.
Let's just leave it alone. And we'll come back with hour two in just a bit right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.